Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I'm Sarah Fenske. Buckminster Fuller had a vision for a future that worked for everyone, aboard what he described as Spaceship Earth. The American architect died in 1983, but his futuristic, sustainability-focused legacy lives on, including here in the St. Louis region. One of Bucky's geodesic domes, the Fuller Dome, is at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. It marks its 50th anniversary this fall and has been enjoying a year-long celebration. Last Friday, a replica of Bucky's 1933 patented Dymaxion car was parked near the Fuller Dome. Jeff Lane transported the silver three-wheeled vehicle from the Lane Motor Museum in Nashville for a public viewing. And the one-of-a-kind car didn't just sit there. To the delighted surprise of many visitors, Jeff invited them aboard for a spin around campus. Our producer, Evie Hemphill, was among the passengers.
All right, we're ready?
Yeah.
Do it. So Fuller built this car because he didn't want to be a car manufacturer. What he wanted to do is develop some new concepts in the building of cars. One of them was streamlined so they would have a higher top speed and get better fuel economy. His second one, this car has a three separate frames, and it has a unique suspension system that gives it a better ride than any car of that time. The fourth thing that he wanted to do was to have cars have more cabin room, right? So the Dymaxion has approximately double the cabin space of a typical 1933 car. And what he wanted to do was show the technology was available. Then he wanted to kind of sell the ideas to General Motors or Ford or a big auto manufacturer, and they would incorporate that into their cars, and then he would receive a royalty for that technology.
And it has three wheels, right?
It has three wheels, and you know, it's a very unique car because all cars, or most cars up to that time and to this very day, steer in the front. So this car steers in the rear, and it has front-wheel drive. So in 33, front-wheel drive was pretty much unheard of. I mean, it's very common today. But to have a rear engine and drive the front wheels was really a strange configuration.
How would you describe that experience?
Oh my God, it's so cool! It's like one of those lifetime memories that you're never gonna forget. It's just one of those magical, it's one of those magical moments that you're gonna experience.
That's Chapin Haig. She's a senior anthropology major at SIUE and a student volunteer at the Fuller Dome. She and Tovia Black, the manager of the center, handled the Dymaxion car ride waitlist last week.
You see all the people come from everywhere who have interest in Buckminster Fuller, who have interest in cars, and it's a beautiful experience, yeah.
Have you had a pretty good turnout?
We really have, and it's been wonderful to see everybody get back from their rides and giggling and just smiling, having fun. It's been really wonderful.
Katia Kopp enjoyed taking a spin in the Dymaxion car and described the vehicle as both big and tiny all at once.
I don't think you can get a 6-foot person in there that comfortably. And, you know, the seats are not wide. They're not bucket seats like we're used to. So this is really a very old-fashioned car while being a space-age car. I love the absurdity of all of that. I love Buckminster Fuller because he sort of started all of that. The car was made out of wood and metal, and I thought that was really interesting. The inside is kind of like a wooden boat, and that was cool. And then we have these windows that go out like the prow of a ship, so you really feel like you're like out there in the drive instead of like way back behind the hood of a car.
After enjoying a magical ride in the Dymaxion, visitors could also check out a special 50th anniversary exhibition inside the nearby Fuller Dome. Benjamin Lauder, director of the center, was on hand to explain what makes this blue and white dome, with a diameter about as wide as a semi-trailer is long, so unique.
So we're standing here near the center of it.
Yep. The I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that the 90th longitudinal meridian passes through the center of this building. Bucky designed it so it straddles the 90th meridian.
This geodesic dome is a kind of miniature earth, rising above a part of campus that has long hosted a variety of religious and spiritual gatherings. The dome is an extension of Bucky's Dymaxion map, which he patented about a decade after his Dymaxion car. While some maps and globes provide an inaccurate picture of the world, often giving the Northern Hemisphere importance, Bucky was looking for a fuller view of things. And looking up from inside the Fuller Dome, it sure seems like he found one.
When you're standing inside of the Fuller Dome's miniature Earth, you have the vantage point of looking from the heart of the planet up at the place where you're standing on the actual planet. So you have this vantage point of looking from the inside out. You're looking from the core of the Earth out, and you see your place in the world. And by the virtue of it being translucent, you look out through the miniature Earth and see the world's place in the cosmos.
Benjamin Lauder says there are clear reasons why Buckminster Fuller's vision still resonates with people today.
He's the father of the sustainability movement. And, you know, he was thinking back in the 1920s, analyzing data and energy consumption and population. And he projected that if we continued on that path that we were on in the, you know, turn of the century, that or early in the 20th century, that it was unsustainable. It would lead to an environmental crisis. And we find ourselves there today. A lot of what he was sharing was ahead of its time. He used the term anticipatory design science, which meant that he was providing solutions and answers to questions that a lot of his contemporaries weren't even asking yet. So that's a tough sell, you know, when you're marketing home designs or car designs, like a lot of people would look at, do like focus groups and find out what people wanted and provide that to them from an economic concern. He was creating things that he helped would nudge us in a sustainable direction. So his whole life and his whole legacy was dedicated to that mission. So his legacy and worldview becomes more relevant with each passing news cycle.
As for the Dymaxion car, it too was way ahead of its time.
Bucky was a fan of creating new words when language would fail him. And so Dymaxion is a combination of dynamic, maximum, and tension. So Dymaxion was one of his favorites. His early house before the geodesic dome patent was a Dymaxion house, and then the map was a Dymaxion, and the car, the three-wheeled car, is a Dymaxion car.
So do you know anything about kind of like what impact that did have on the auto industry or just kind of on people's imagination of transport?
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, you look at the other cars that existed in the late 1920s and early 30s. I mean, they basically look like horse-drawn carriages without the horses. He was a nautical person, and a lot of his things, in the way that a sailboat would have to be in alignment with natural forces, and all of the ropes and the sails are in dynamic tension with each other, and understanding, having good charts, and knowing where you want to go, and bringing enough resources along with you, and using them efficiently. You know, the three-wheeled Dymaxion car, the back wheel turns, you know, like a rudder of a ship. It got 30 miles to the gallon. I mean, you look at minivans and stuff today, and I mean, they're bragging if they get 30 miles to the gallon in a minivan.
Benjamin Lauder says the Dymaxion car's visit is hardly the end of the year-long celebration as the Fuller Dome continues to commemorate 50 years at SIUE. And as climate change continues to increasingly affect this world, heeding Buckminster Fuller's call for sustainability makes more sense than ever. Fuller Dome board member and local science teacher Katya Kopp put it this way: "We need to do it now, for the love of your grandchildren and for the love of the beautiful fall days and the rains and the gorgeous coasts." In Edwardsville, I'm Evie Hempel.
For photos of this old-fashioned yet space-age car, check out our website. That's stlonair.show. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.